We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
A man who takes an awful long look at the way your favorite team or your least favorite team is outfitting itself is Chris Creamer. He runs sportslogos.net and is something of a critique of uniforms out there. And that's exactly the conversation we want to have right now. Chris, thank you for joining us on Damon Ratto and Kolsky. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great. I'm enjoying sitting out on my patio here trying to forget what I saw this morning along with everyone else. Quite nice. Yeah, looking outside. I'm not even thinking about baseball jerseys right now.
Hashtag.
What do you want to talk about?
Never forget. What we've seen here is something that I'm guessing is supposed to bring a level of imagination, but is looking less and less like the nation's, or well, our national pastime. And to me, the All-Star Game should be one of those games that harkens more to baseball's past greats than is let's call it like an acid test for new ideas.
Yeah, and I don't know about you guys, but growing up watching the All-Star Game in baseball especially, there's nothing I loved more than seeing that clash of colors, right? And all those colors popping off and seeing the green and gold of the Oakland A's standing next to, you know, the red and blue of the California Angels and just all those colors right next to each other, especially in the 70s and 80s when teams were wearing powder blue still on the road. And even just usually mundane things like a pitcher's meeting on the mound and just seeing all those different colors coming together. To me, that was the only reason why I tuned into the All-Star Game, was to see that, because you never see that in any other game. And what they do today is they completely rip that away. And not only that, but they replace it with probably the most boring color scheme possible, which is just dark navy blue and white. What are we doing here, right? We're taking away anything that tests your imagination, that makes it an exciting game to watch, aside from the actual play on the field. I mean, it is an All-Star Game after all. It's not so exciting, but just that pop of color in a time of 4K HD television, and you take it away from us. I don't know what they were thinking. Like you say, they're trying to appeal to a younger generation, but based on the responses I got today on Twitter, the younger generation is not having anything of this.
Has there ever been a study about how much money Major League Baseball pulls in when they pull out sort of a uniform scheme like this? Because if there isn't a lot of money to be made out of it, they really didn't gain anything and they lost a little bit. Is this really the kind of windfall that would cause them to do what they did today?
I don't think so. And they don't release those figures. And it makes me wonder why. You know, perhaps they're a little more disappointing. Now, teams, they're not selling. When a team wears its regular jersey in an All-Star game, they're not necessarily making a lot of additional sales, right? Like, it's just the same as what a team wears anyways. I think this was more a deal with Nike. This is their first year to outfit the All-Star game, give them a chance to really shine on that national stage for their new baseball uniforms. And Nike said, hey, let's do it. We want to do it. Major League Baseball, of course, is game. They want to make Nike as happy as possible. We've seen that already. So they said, here, design an All-Star Game uniform. And, you know, fingers crossed that somebody's going to pay $400 for this jersey, which is what they're selling for. And I can't imagine they're selling anything. I mean, they're going to make more than if they just wore the regular uniforms anyways. But is it really worth it? You know what I mean?
What I think I'm struggling the most to understand is, you know, as you said, they're ostensibly always trying to appeal
to a younger audience, but
what indication does anyone have that this would be what a younger audience would want? I mean, Nike's not bad generally at catering towards a young audience, but this is just out of left field. What makes them think this is the way? Like, who's in the design meeting that comes out with this, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Who are the ad wizards that came up with this one?
Yeah.
Great Adam Sandler used to say. It's different. It's against the norm. And as marketing people would tell you, anything that's different, young people must love. I don't think that's true. Again, as I said, you know, talking to the younger people on Twitter, I'm old enough where I call them the younger people already.
Welcome so are to the club. We. Yeah. Yeah, we feel you.
They're not having it, at least not with this. With the City Connect uniforms earlier this year, you saw the Red Sox wearing all yellow. There was more of a shift towards the younger audience with that one. They seem to like that more than us old folks. But with this, nobody likes it. Again, it's lacking any sort of color and imagination. It really feels like that they had to do something and they did this. And not to mention the last second relocation of this game from Atlanta to Denver. And you get this weird mishmash of two different styles that two different companies, New Era working on the cap, Nike working on the jerseys, trying to make this uniform appeal both to the Colorado Rockies and the Atlanta Braves. And as you've seen it, it just doesn't work.
Chris Creamer, who runs sportslogos.net, joining us here on Damon Ratto and Kolsky. You have, I guess, begun a little detective work to find out why this jersey has a light blue floral trim around the arms. I don't associate either Atlanta or Colorado with flora or fauna beyond Colorado legalizing weed. Like, if this had been like some marijuana leaves or something in there, it would have made more sense. Have you figured out why we're going Hawaiian floral print trim?
I haven't cracked this case yet. I feel I'm running out of time, right? We're still in the first 48 here, so I'm trying. But some people on Twitter suggested to me that maybe it's supposed to be peaches, like left over from the Atlanta design.
Oh, God.
Peaches.
Okay. Yeah, I have no idea. It looks like a Hawaiian, like a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, totally.
It looks like bad camo too. So if you don't know what it is, you have a much bigger problem than if you identify something stupid.
Yeah, exactly. And if I don't know what it is, someone who's talking to Major League Baseball and, hey, what is this? Can you tell me? And I'm not getting an answer. So who knows? Like, I feel like this is something left over. It probably tied into Georgia, and they just want to pretend that it's not there anymore. Don't ask questions. We won't answer any questions. It's just flowers. Everyone loves flowers, right? That's what it is.
Between this and the New Era hats that were available to see for one day and then got pulled off the market, baseball's had a pretty difficult year with a thing that they used to nail, which is sort of stuff they can sell for a ridiculous amount of money at the ballpark. Is there any indication that baseball might at some point rethink their marketing strategy on selling, you know, jerseys to anybody? Because they've been in a slump now throughout this year and, frankly, for the last 3 or 4 years because they can't seem to get anything right. Is there an indication that baseball might be rethinking this? Or did the deal with Nike condemn them to a bunch of bad designs until the contract expires?
I think it's the second one there. Them pulling those New Era caps, that was a good sign that things might happen, but that's a deal with New Era. And I feel like New Era can be pushed around a little bit, like they're the little guy on the block. They're easy to bully around, whereas Nike is going to do what Nike does, and they don't care what anyone thinks. They don't care if everyone hates it. This is what we do, right? To me, I don't see MLB or Nike letting up. This was, what, a 10-year deal they have with Nike? It runs through 2030.
Ugh.
Yeah, I mean, buckle in. It's going to be a long ride. And this is just the beginning. And a lot of people really responded well to some of those City Connect jerseys, especially the White Sox and the Diamondbacks. They got a little taste of good press on that. So I imagine we're going to see a little bit of envelope pushing in the years to come.
Yeah, South Side, baby. Let's go. I'm going to shift this to the NFL, where we get alternate color helmets approved for play starting not this season, but next season. This is an interesting one because at least even in the case of the hideous All-Star jerseys, you could theorize that you're going to sell those for more money. Is there any financial gain to the change of helmets, or is this just the NFL saying, let's have some fun?
Well, there is some financial gain because you have teams now like Tampa Bay, Atlanta. They can now, you know, wear their very popular throwback uniforms. The Buccaneers couldn't wear the creamsicle uniforms because they couldn't pair it with the proper helmet. It wouldn't look right. So now they can bring out these very, very popular throwbacks. You know, imagine a Tom Brady creamsicle jersey. That's going to do well, I think. So there is a bit of a financial incentive there. It could also be that, and I mean, this is the NFL we're talking about, but maybe they're deciding to throw the fans a bone. I do know that a lot of owners were really pushing hard for this. They wanted to be able to introduce some of these classic throwback uniforms, try a little something different. You know, Nike put those Color Rush uniforms out a few years ago. And, you know, for the most part, they did pretty well in terms of sales. So I feel this is just an excuse for them to get a little more creative, bump up jersey sales, and, you know, make everyone a little happy. Give us some positivity on a day otherwise marred by bad uniform news.
Yeah, let's take it with the good news where we can get it. Maybe the Denver Bronco powder blue helmets will live again. That would make me a little bit happy for sure. Let's wrap up with this. We're talking with Paul Creamer, who runs SportsLogos.net. Excuse me, Chris Creamer. So sorry. Chris, the thing that drives me, I think, most nuts in sports right now is the concept that the home team is going to be wearing an alternate or road, basically, uniform, which is going to leave the away team wearing white most of the time. And basically, you got a fan looking at the same color scheme every single night because the home team's always wearing the colored jersey and the away team is now wearing the white jersey, and it's like the redundant color pattern over and over again, which separates game from game, from a team from team, an out-of-town fan base. And I just think that they've really blown it with this initiative to let road teams wear white.
Well, you sort of had a bit of a problem there when the home teams would wear white and you'd have fans all dressed like in the team color. I can recall, you know, a Toronto Raptors playoff game maybe about 15 years ago. The Raptors were wearing white. Their fans were dressed in red. The road team New Jersey Nets came wearing their red uniforms. So it looked like, you know, the fans were rooting for the road team. It's the advent of alternate uniforms. Dark color jerseys sell better than white jerseys. So the home team is going to push that colored uniform as much as they can. And they're going to want to wear it at home. So in the NHL, where teams have to lug so much equipment, you know, to match every single possible uniform combination, it only made sense for them to switch back to darks at home so teams could wear those dark-colored alternate uniforms. Really, only as a season ticket holder would you be faced with this problem. And, you know, I put problem in quotation marks because if you're a season ticket holder, you're doing all right. Where the road team is always wearing white, your home team is wearing colors. As a fan of a team, you're watching them on TV from week to week anyways. You're going to see them at home. You're going to see them on the road. If they're switching up the alternate jersey colors, there's your colors a little bit. I think the sales of this, of these uniforms, are a little more important to teams than, you know, perhaps boredom of the home fans.
Oh,
and, let's be honest. You're coming to the game to see the home team anyways, right?
No doubt. And it all comes back to money once again.
Of course.
Chris, thank you very much for joining us. Really appreciate your time this afternoon. I'm glad that we survived the All-Star uniform release together. We'll be continuing our support group. Feel free to join us at any time.
Just remember, this is just the first of many Nike All-Star game uniforms.
Forbid. Thank you very much, Chris Creamer, sportslogo.net.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.